Now will you listen to him? Verse 14, for we are made partakers of Christ. Just think of that. We're in Christ. He belongs to us. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Now, if you would ask me today, what is the great sin in your life, preacher? What is it that's held you back more than anything else? I'll tell you what it is. I don't mind making the confession. Unbelief. Oh, if I'd only believed God. I go back in my ministry, and I'll be honest with you. I didn't believe God like I should. You want to know something? Let me bring it up today. If you had have asked me, McGee, when you retire, God is going to open up a door in radio for you. That's going to be the greatest part of your ministry. The greatest ministry you ever had is in the future. You know what I would have done? I'd have laughed at you. You know why? Because I wouldn't believe it. I didn't believe it. That's my problem. Maybe it's your problem. I want to believe God. And if there's one thing today I want above everything else, I want to believe God. I want to trust Him. I want to commit my life to Christ. Oh, if I could just turn it over to Him. And I had a little victory while I was gone on this trip. We came back. We flew from London to Los Angeles. That's about an 11-hour flight. And ours was a little longer. We had a headwind. And we had cloud cover till we got over Greenland. And then when we got over Greenland, we could look down and we could see these icebergs. And I want to tell you, you may think they're pretty when you see them in a picture, but when you're up at about 38,000 feet above them, looking down at them, they don't look pretty to me. They look cold. They look foreboding. And then there was a glacier there on the coast of Labrador, coming down between two mountains and coming right down to the water's edge. I want to tell you, I look down there, and ordinarily I'm frightened when I fly, I'll be honest with you. But you want to know something. I prayed right there. I said, Lord, you know I trust you when I'm on the ground. But I've had difficulty trusting you up here. Now I said, I'm in the place right now where I need to trust you. And I just want you to give me that kind of faith that I look at this tremendous 747 and those four motors out there, and I looked out at them. They're going. I thank God for that. But I said, oh, God, help me to put all my weight down in your arms and just rest in you. Now, I want to tell you something. The first time in my life, and I have flown thousands of miles, first time in my life, I went to sleep. I went to sleep. I never did that before. I had to stay awake to help the captain of the ship in case he needed a little help. But I went to sleep and left it all to the captain and to the Lord. I left it really to the captain of my salvation. And you know, when that plane, great big old plane, was coming in for a land in Los Angeles, I said, Lord, thank you for the little victories. I got a little victory. Maybe it wasn't much for you, but it sure was a whole lot for me. What a wonderful passage of Scripture this is. Friends, what a message it has. Oh, that you and I might trust God.